It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, City Limits. How are you both today?
Good morning, Joe Starkey. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, guys. Doing good. Feeling good.
Why didn't you use our names when you said good morning? Bob used Austin. I used City Limits.
I didn't want to be repetitive.
I hear you. The kid looks unbelievable today, doesn't he, Bob?
Yeah, he does. Refreshed. When you can't replace youth. Youth has...
I know.
You try, but it just gets harder to look youthful when you're aging.
Look at me on the camera.
I love youth.
I have little skin tags on my scalp.
I'm
bald.
Joe, this is all unpreventable stuff.
No, it's not.
The only thing that can take you back is your attitude. So I'll ask you today. Act like Austin, you know.
Look at me. I never, I had a lot of things. I knew I would become somewhat bald. But the baggy eyes guy, I didn't have that. When did I get bags under my eyes, Bob?
I have something for that. It's called concealer makeup. Do you want to wear it?
Do you really?
Sure, it works.
Yeah.
I got to wear it every day anyway on TV, so why wouldn't I not wear it?
Is it over the counter? Can I buy it?
Sure you can.
All right, show me it afterward. I mean, this is just, every time, look at this. When did I become bag eye guy? When? It just happened, Bob. Look at this. Look over here. There's bags under my eyes.
You can't unpack your bags. You can conceal them a little bit, but you can't unpack them.
I thought I would become turkey gobbler guy.
You will.
It was a little, I already am. I wasn't surprised by that. Bald guy. The skin tags on my scalp are a little surprising, but somewhat unnoticeable. But the baggy eyes. It looks like somebody punched me in the face. Look at this.
Do you have ED problems?
No.
Okay, good. Then you're younger than you think.
I had a joke to go with that, but I'm not going to say it. Guess what happened to us yesterday, Bob?
I heard.
City Limits.
I heard. I couldn't believe what I heard.
Yeah. We went down to Duquesne to play some basketball with Megan McConnell, who's unbelievable. Absolutely love her.
Yeah, she's great.
She was very welcoming. She's an unbelievable shooter, Bob.
I know she is.
She's Steph Curry. So we had...
Well, what does that make you then? Because I heard you were pretty good.
At the free throw line, I'm good. We'll talk about that. But we went down there, my first time in that facility. What a beautiful place.
Oh, you've never been there?
No.
Oh, man, they've done a great job with that place.
Oh, my God. Is it unbelievable, Limits?
The new Cooper Field House. Yep. Beautiful.
The Cooper Field House. I mean, it felt like a, you know, Duquesne version of Madison Square Garden. It was unreal. The lights were dimmed, Bob. The court was bright. Out comes Megan McConnell. TJ's brother, Tim McConnell's daughter. You know all this, right?
Sure.
Susie McConnell Serio's niece, I guess.
It's a basketball family and then some.
So we had a game of horse, Bob. And for some reason, I had to follow her every time. The rules were very convoluted to the game of horse.
Joe just kept making up rules on the fly in this game of horse.
No, I just played it differently in Buffalo than they do in Baldwin or where'd she grow up? Ridgeville? Is that where she grew up?
I don't know where she grew up. Somewhere in
Char Valley.
Char Valley. So it could be Bridgeville.
You get
could
two make back shots, Bob, in horse. If I'm playing you and I get horse back in Buffalo on the mean streets of Buffalo, you get two take back shots at the end, foul shots where you can knock off a letter, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Limits? You never heard of that?
Well, yeah, I did the same thing with the foul shots. I think what was confusing,
like this was something completely foreign to her.
What was confusing, I think, is that Joe would make a shot, and then if the next person missed, the next person in our group of three would not have to shoot.
Yeah,
and they would
like
get their
either.
Own shot.
It's very confusing. It doesn't matter.
I never
Bob.
Heard of that yeah. version.
No,
of
no I didn't
me
either.
Neither. She, but look where she is compared to us. That's, so she gets to, right. And it was her house. And then she stepped back. I had to shoot after her every time. She stepped back and shot threes, and I'm too old. Forget about the turkey gobbler and the eye bags and the skin tags. My legs are also shot, so I couldn't shoot from beyond the three-point line. And she's Steph Curry, Bob. She's unbelievable. She's going to be the A-10, maybe the A-10 player of the year.
Not surprising with the name McConnell.
But then guess what happened, Bob?
Then you got hot somewhere.
Then we went to the foul line. City Limits eliminated himself quickly. He was horrible from short range yesterday.
Yeah, I was not making a lot of shots.
Layups, foul shots.
Oh, I made layups.
You sucked. Layups, foul shots. But you waited to hear about the shot he made, though.
Not one of my better days shooting, I'll tell you that.
I made nine. He dropped out early. I made 9 of 10. Megan made 9 of 10.
Oh, foul line. 9 of 10 for you? Are you kidding me?
So we go
That's
to
pretty good.
We go to overtime. Sudden death. Although you get to, it's like the football overtime. If I score, you get a chance right. to score. I step to the line, bang. She steps to the line, bang. We go into about 6-7 rounds of overtime, right?
Yeah.
I'm 17 of 18, I think, at the time, and she finally missed, Bob. And I took home the free throw shooting crown. Then her competitive instincts kicked in a big way, and she challenged us to a half-court contest, of which I missed, she missed, we both missed, and then City Limits injects himself into the game, even though he wasn't invited in the half-court game.
Too bad.
And guess what happened?
Don't tell me he made it.
He swished it.
You swished it from half-court.
First try.
Wow. It's too bad you weren't at any one of those like college game day sites where they're giving like $500,000 for a made.
Or kicking the field goal with Pat McAfee. Yeah.
He was over the line.
I was not over the line.
Yes, you did. You stepped on the line. I saw Ben has a replay.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Talking over yourself. You weren't even looking at my foot.
It was unreal, Bob. He swished one, and then she made one, and I didn't. But the whole experience, RJ and the folks over at Duquesne were unbelievable.
Yeah, shout out RJ Bell and Coach Burt for having us. It was awesome.
And guess what else is going to happen, Bob? Bob!
What? Oh, I'm paying attention.
No, you're not. You're on your phone again. We're going there as honorary coaches next Monday, and I might get to call a play.
You're going to sit on the bench.
Near the bench, maybe on the bench. How do you like that?
Well, you're a coach. You've gone through this before.
Yeah, I have an out-of-bounds
experience.
It's called Tiger. I used it at OLG. I think it's going to work here, too.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Would you care to explain, or is that information for the
the other team? Can't find out.
Yeah, who are we playing that night? I forget. Robert Morris, maybe? I don't know.
Well, that's a local thing, so you cannot reveal that information here.
It's a screen, basically, for Megan, and she can either get a layup.
Regular, it is RMU.
A little mid-range or a three. It's all designed around her.
Okay.
And she's awesome. If I haven't made that clear, really enjoyed being around her. What an upbeat person. What a great, great player.
Yeah, great player. She was great to talk to, especially being a Whippeal product, too. Also awesome just being from around the area and knowing a lot of the same people. So.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in on this. This was like our pit volleyball experience, Bob, with Olivia Babcock.
That was very
Same
good.
Thing.
I give you guys credit for standing in the way of that, too.
The energy.
At you, mile an hour.
Yeah. And she just set a record for aces.
I saw that.
Just these upbeat, positive, energetic, youthful personalities for a man with bags under his eyes can be very rejuvenating, Bob.
Well, speaking of McConnell's, what about the career that TJ has created for himself.
We
now
were talking about
Indiana.
That.
I mean, it's unbelievable. He's become a vocal leader.
He's
which
good
I never,
at every game.
I never thought he'd be that person. You know, we did a feature with him at Duquesne where we shot around and watched him all day, and it was unbelievable. And then, you know, he's at Duquesne. You don't expect him to be an NBA player. Goes out west. He never gave up. Never stopped grinding.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson. Never stop grinding. And now he's comfortable in his shoes,
which means
you know, he's kind of a leader on that team, even though he doesn't start a lot of the times. But he's a, what is he, $100 million player now?
I think he should play more. He's just really good. But anyway, that was our little field trip. We're looking for somewhere else to go now, aren't we?
We're looking for places. Places want to text in. I mean, that's how Duquesne found us. RJ texted. He texted me on social media, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
What a great job he has. He travels the world recruiting basketball players. He helps coach the team. How old is he? Late 20s? Mid-20s?
Yeah, he's a couple years older than me.
What a job he got, Limits.
Well, yeah, he travels to different countries just scouting, recruiting.
Right.
Basically going on his own vacation trips at times, too, in the middle of scouting, I would imagine.
All right. Well, Bob, we had fun. I think we might do penalty kicks. We're looking maybe for a Riverhounds goalie or a college goalie.
We can set that up.
Yeah, under the lights over at
Highmark Stadium.
Who can set that up?
Joe, I can set that up
for you.
Have
a connection.
Yes.
How?
Because I know the owner very well. I just call him and he'll set it up.
Wow, Bob.
Bob, I know I can score on penalty kicks.
You won't be able to score on
him. Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Wait, the owner's also a goalie?
No. Their goalie, Eric Dick, was the golden, I forget the award that he won for being the best goalie this year. He's been terrific.
What?
Yes, he was terrific. He had like 14 shutouts.
No, I'm going to score on him, Bob.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You just said your legs are bad.
No.
If you can't muster up the kind of
velocity. In soccer, if you kick it in the right spot, you can score on the best goalie in the world.
Okay, I'll
it's
give you an over.
It's impossible to cover the net.
All
right,
under.
On 10. Give me an over-under.
On 10 penalty
10
kicks.
10 penalty kicks for me.
You'll make 3.
Well, that's not bad. That's 30%.
Yeah, that's bad. You just said you.
All right, I'll make 4.
You Limits. Won't.
How many will you make?
I'd like to say 3.
Okay. We'll do that, Bob. And you can arrange it?
I'll arrange it for you, too.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Very kindly. All right. We start today with a million different things. So I figured we'd do a six-pack, Bob, if you're agreeable to that. Are you?
Yeah, we'll do whatever you want to do. A keg? That's fine.
Sure.
Oh, my God. You're starting with the... See, it's 10:16. Now, normally, this is the time of the day where if I'm doing anything, it's coffee until a certain time. Do you have limits on when
No, we're like Ron and... We're like Ron in Florida.
Bob. Okay. Well, Ron in Florida starts early. We're not Ron in Florida.
Ron in Florida is already on beer number 9 here. This is incrinculent, Bob. Can you crack that again, please? What's happening here? Paul Skeens wins Rookie of the Year.
And? Livy Dunn was there, and it was nice to see them together. And
here's the thing. As awesome as it is, it feels like mass depression in Pirate fan circles and in media around town. Because all it does, while it's awesome, and he was incredible, just incredible, it just leads to, are they going to capitalize on it? That's what everybody in the world asks. I was listening to people today, social media today, nationally, locally. Will the Pirates capitalize on having this awesome pitcher, Bob? I've never seen anything like it. A guy wins an award and everybody gets depressed.
Well, I think the reality is what you're talking about. You're excited for him, but you also know that because he's done this and because he's a finalist for the Cy Young on Wednesday, I don't think he'll win that, but you can make a case for him for sure that means limited time in Pittsburgh. Because there's no way, if you look at the metrics of where this is going, for example, Juan Soto's meeting with the Dodgers today. Guess what they're going to offer him? The Mets reportedly had $600 million in front of him offered. I mean, sooner or later, and it may be sooner than later, that he's going to end up going someplace else. And that's the reality of it. Now, can the Pirates change that? Sure, if they want to. There's nothing that's holding them back except they don't want to spend the money on it. At times, you have to go out on a limb and do stuff like this. But I will say this. Okay, fine. Long term... That's what most likely will happen. Short term, Bob Nutting has a chance to now. It's just like having a rookie quarterback who's tearing up the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? Like Stroud did last year in Texas. So if you have that, go out and take this opportunity. You have Jared Jones, you have Keller, you have all these young guys, Bubba Chandler. You're going to have a stout pitching staff, most likely. Surround it with people who can take you quickly to that level you want to get to over the next 3 years. That's the challenge that Bob Nutting has. And it's
over
a realistic
the next 3
one.
Days is
well,
what I
what
would
I'm saying
say.
Is would you say their window is open while these guys are here for 3 years?
Yes. And that's why people the natural accompanying question, Paul Skeens won Rookie of the Year. Paul Skeens might be the greatest rookie pitcher ever. Accompanying question, what are they going to do about it? Like how are they going to capitalize on it? I commended the Washington Commanders for something like this, Bob.
Yeah.
They have Jaden Daniels right now. They remember RG3, who was an absolute comet when he came into the league. A superstar right off the bat. And they went to the playoffs and they changed their offense around him. And guess what? They lost him because of a knee injury. You don't know what's going to happen in that world. All the Commanders know, and I can't believe we're using the Commanders as an example to follow, but we are. They know that this could be very short. NFL stands for not for long. Well, so does MLB when it's the Pirates. He may not be here for long. The history of power pitchers tells us an injury may be coming. So do something about it now. They went out and they traded for Marshawn Lattimore to get him because they apparently realized that the window is short and they've got a dude right now who could win it all right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they made an accompanying move, okay? What's his name? Brian De La Cruz is not the move we're looking for. Neither is Kiner Falefa.
Well, Kiner Falefa is okay.
He reverted back to being a mediocre hitter, which he's been his whole career in Toronto. Go out and capitalize on having this stud in your rotation. This guy, this alpha male. This all-time great young pitcher to build around, go out and spend some money. Make a big trade. Try to capitalize on it. Because the most amazing phenomenon is happening right now, and it's not him. It's the fact that he just won Rookie of the Year, and everybody's depressed about it.
Absolutely. This is where, as an owner, you have to make a huge commitment, and it has to change. Even if you add $50 million to your payroll, Joe, where does that take it? Still below teams in your own
division. Well, how about trading a guy like a Mitch Keller? I argued about this with Limits last week. Trade him.
I don't know.
Trade Jared Jones. Get a young stud hitter in here.
I don't think you need to do that to do it. There are some available on the market. Why not just sign them?
How about both?
Okay.
You've got pitchers coming up.
You really want to get rid of Jared Jones?
See, that's the way that he phrased it, too. God, no, I don't want to get rid of Jared Jones, but I want a great young hitter in here.
21?
I want a great young hitter in here.
You can acquire some.
And if I have to give up a possible great young pitcher, I wonder how his body type translates to being a power pitcher for many years. I wonder. I think he could be great. What about getting a young hitter who could be great? Of course, I don't want to get rid of Jared Jones. But in the predicament they're in, where the owner doesn't spend enough money in the offseason, that they don't bring in big-ticket free agents, I'm looking at any avenue I can go down to bring in a young stud hitter because God knows they haven't drafted any or brought in any by any other means. So if that's the means by which to do it and you have other young stud pitchers coming up, I'm willing to explore that option, Bob.
Okay, fine. I mean, if it makes sense and if it's somebody, but I would rather at this point build around with those guys. And that includes Keller. I think Keller is a 3 or a 4 is a very good pitcher to have. They have Oviedo coming back. Ortiz was really good. You put Bubba Chandler in there and there are two other guys down. I mean, they could all end up being here because the Pirates, I'll give them credit for this, they didn't hesitate with Jared Jones. They saw something last spring and they said, good, he's ready.
Yeah.
If you have that kind of solid starting pitching, that takes you into areas of games that you should be able to win.
Sure.
Yes, you need more hitting, but there's available hitting on the market. And there are, you know, but you got to be willing to spend it.
Well,
you may have to overpay.
That's the key phrase, and I'm about tired of repeating it because it's simply not going to happen. They're not going to spend big money on a guy. It's just simply the case.
Okay, but that's the easiest way. But that is the easiest way to turn this around.
I agree.
You say trade Jared Jones. Say you do that.
I agree, but we might as well talk about, hey, the easiest way to turn this around is to have the whole team fly to Mars and back before every game. I mean, we could talk about it. That'd be fun.
But I'm just saying, if you're the owner, that's how you make this happen quickly, like next year.
I know. But it's not going to happen.
Well, it's on him then. He has to do it. It's time for a change. It's time to go out and
I think
open up
I'm
the
of a mind where they're simply not going to do it. So what are the other avenues toward bolstering this lineup and getting some sort of stud young hitter in there? And I'm willing to explore many different options short of Skeens, obviously, because he's the guy.
But one day he's going to be the guy you're going to want to trade because you have to, right? Skeens. They're not going to his lifespan here is in Pittsburgh. Because he's not going to be agreeable to some kind of contract that doesn't make sense. He's going to want what they all want.
Yes.
So, we'll see. I just think they're too young and too good right now. I try to build around them with outside players. Because you already have some hitters on this team. You need a few more. Go out and sign them.
Who's your best hitter? Did anybody even hit 25 homers?
Well, Reynolds didn't he? Reynolds can hit. I mean, he goes up and slumps.
Yeah, he's decent.
I think O'Neill Cruz is going to be a very solid power hitter for
them. I know.
Them.
We keep saying that every year, but I know.
Hayes is somebody I move on from. I don't know what else.
They need stud young hitters. They need an actual lineup. And the vehicle by which to get them is to trade some of your pitching because you have a surplus of young pitching. It just makes sense to me, Bob.
Well, that surplus could be in the minors right now. Guys
sure,
who are not
okay.
up here and trade some
them.
Of those.
Trade somebody
Ashcraft,
there, then.
You can trade.
Watch your language, Bob. Next. Bob, how come you don't have bags under your eyes and I look at me? For God's sakes.
Would you stop looking at that feed?
I can't.
Yes.
I look like I'm 97 years old. What happened to me?
You made 9 of 10 from the foul shot.
17 of 18, but who's counting?
Okay. Bob, I tried to pitch Thomas Harrington, who I like a lot, and Ashcraft, and that wasn't acceptable.
Why wasn't it acceptable?
Well, I mean, maybe he wants to trade all our unproven guys for your proven guys.
Sometimes they have the best marketability because they are trending up, and if you look at all the ratings, they're all highly rated.
Better than Mitch Keller? You think Ashcraft could get you a better player than Keller?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, only because I think Mitch Keller is what he is, and I think people know that. Plus,
okay.
He's already signed for the money,
all right, then.
Which I think is doable for anyone. But I'm looking at 22-year-old kids who are going to be maybe studs. That's who I would want.
Yeah, potential age.
I vehemently disagree, but if that's what gets me a better young hitter, then do that. Next. Thank you, Limits, very kindly. Bob, is this a potential trap game, or is that even a fair description of what could happen?
No, it's a trap game. It's a trap game because
I vehemently disagree.
They come after games like Washington and Baltimore. There was a lot of time spent with those teams, all the emotions, all the physicality, and it comes 3 days later, 4 days later, whatever the case may be. I think that's absolutely a trap game, and I watched enough of the game where Baltimore went to Cleveland, and they probably thought, well, this is going to be easy. I don't think the Steelers, I think Mike Tomlin will keep them in check that way. I think that'll be, but it's still a team that's capable. They have players who can make a difference as Joe continues to look at his gobbler neck.
Are there exercises you can do for
yes,
gobbler neck?
Yes, gobbler
Show
neck.
Show me one. They say you can stretch out your mouth, kind
stretch
of?
Stretch out and open your mouth really wide.
So it's like but lifting just, weights, but it's for your turkey
yeah,
gobbler?
It is.
All right. That's love that guy.
What are you doing, Joe? You're going with mouth exercises while you're trying to talk.
I don't know. It all depends on the definition of trap game, Bob.
Well,
I look at this as a I'm not of a mind to criticize the Steelers if they win in any way, shape, or form because this is a survive.
You mean lose? What did you say?
If they lose,
yeah.
No. If they win. Like, if they win a completely ugly game.
If they lose a completely ugly game?
Then it's a different story.
Is it?
This is a survive and advance type of game. Win by any means necessary. History shows that the Ravens and the Steelers, after their brutally physical matchups, struggle the next week. This is on a short rest against a team that this is probably their Super Bowl. They still have some good players.
Isn't that a trap game?
Well... See, I think of trap game like, oh, you better
like
watch out.
Like New England and Arizona last week,
yeah,
or last year
yes,
came here.
You better watch out because these are crap yeah. teams that could beat you. This is more about even if you're ready to play, you know, even if you have a good plan, all the circumstances say it's going to be a difficult game. So I'm not looking at this like, wow, the Steelers better go in and hammer this horrible team. The circumstances are just, they're extremely difficult going into this game. Just win. By any means necessary, find a way to win.
That's kind of what they're doing anyway on a lot of these games, just finding ways and different ways to win. And this would, yeah, I would agree with that. But I also think Cleveland can be dangerous.
Yeah.
They have players who've made plays against them. And, you know, Denzel Ward is having one of the best games of his career, best seasons of his career. And I think if you throw the ball down, you got to watch out for him. There's going to be pressure up front. You know, and I'll tell you what, they traded Amari Cooper. But they have some younger guys who are stepping up in his place. So I see this as a problem, but I see it as something the Steelers recognize now. They know it. Those players are veterans enough to understand it.
And they've had some very bad experiences in Cleveland
right.
lately.
All
so
you have to do is...
There shouldn't be any big message here
no.
like, oh, this could go poorly. Yeah,
no, but
we know.
You do have to pound it into their head. Just like he pounds in, don't turn the ball over into their heads. It works after a while. The possession game is always been strong for them this season. They haven't given up too many turnovers.
Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. Bob and me and Bob, Jay Caulfield, coming up at noon. Penguins have some issues happening right now as well. We're going to talk to
Jay. A gauntlet of a schedule.
Yeah,
in
they
the
do.
Next 2 weeks.
Coming up. This was where they were supposed to make a little hay.
Yeah.
No hay was made, or very little. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Bob and I may have a little treat for you next as well regarding future situations here. So stay tuned for that. City Limits is looking nervously ahead at us. Do you see that smile, Bob? That's a million-dollar smile, that kid right there.
That's what he does at the bar at night when he's out.
Ooh.
Does he? That little smile across the way, yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, come again there. What did that guy just say? It's what? What's it called? What's this show called? The Pomp and Joe Show. Has a very nice ring to it, Bob, and I believe that's what we came here to talk about this segment. This show, from here to perhaps evermore, is known as the Pomp and Joe Show. Does that mean that Bob's going to be here every single day? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But Bob will be here enough to call it the Pomp and Joe Show. And I couldn't be more excited. I really couldn't, Bob. You're a legend in Pittsburgh sports. People don't know how nice of a man you truly are. We bust each other's chops. Yes, we do. That's part of the fun. But this is a big moment. I was talking with City Limits about this yesterday, that this will be the Pomp and Joe Show. Are you kidding? I think we have a chance to have one of the great shows in radio history.
I'm looking forward to doing it more often with you and whatever more often means these days because of flexibility issues with everything. So, but, I mean, Joe, you've been doing this show all by yourself. You're very good by yourself. That's why I didn't want to, like, intrude on anything you do. But since we do a lot of this, I welcome the opportunity to do it on a more regular basis.
Then let's do it, Bob, shall we? I don't know when you're going to be here and when you're not going to be here. Just tell me at some point.
Oh, don't worry, I will.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, at some point before the show, let me know if you'll be there that day. I think that would work out wonderfully.
And I look forward to the fact that there's so much to talk about. It's so good to do it, and you've been doing it forever, and you do a great job. And it is, to me, it always will be the Joe Show. I'm just here as a caddy.
No, it's not,
I'll
Bob.
Put golf terms in your lap. I'm a caddy. I'm caddying for you, Joe.
It's the Pomp and Joe Show. And I'm telling you, I'm really excited about this.
Me too. Looking forward to it.
And yeah, so. I've been doing some by myself, but you and I do Mondays anyway. We have the Batconi and Mongoose, although we got into a little dispute yesterday. Did you hear about that, Limits? Me and Brian Batco?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about
a little
that.
Dispute.
I didn't. What happened?
I can't tell you. It was unbelievable.
It wasn't on the air?
No. And then we made up. We did. By the end of it, we thought it was a healthy argument. It just came out of nowhere. He's very innocent, the Batconian Mongoose, isn't he? And then Donnie Football Fridays will continue.
Yes.
That I want to make very clear is that Donnie Football Fridays will continue tentatively. Bob's already with me Mondays. He's going to be with me Mondays When the hell are you coming in, Bob? Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays?
The beauty
is that
of it with television is that the television, my job starts later.
Yeah.
So that can afford me to do these kinds of things. Now, there are certain things that happen along in television that I got to make myself available,
sure.
And I always will.
Yeah.
Because we do a lot of stuff down there at KDK TV. So this will be, you know, whenever. I'll let you know day to day and we'll go with it.
Yeah.
But we'll Donnie's go. Are Fridays and I know
Donnie
you
guys Football
love to
Fridays.
Have it on
Fridays. Yes. And I think it's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Some pieces of those shows. Enough, certainly, to make this the Pomp and Joe show. Limits, your thoughts on this?
Bob is on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports.
No.
To be able to work with Bob on a more regular basis. Surreal. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You're
excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for it. We talked about it yesterday, and I was telling you just the excitement of having Bob here. I mean,
but just so you know, the Joe and Pomp show would have been fine with me. The Austin Joe and Pomp show, or whatever you wanted to do. So whatever order that came in, it doesn't matter.
Well,
so.
It has a ring to it. One and two. He's right. You're one of the all time Pittsburgh sports media legends. That's just inarguable, Bob.
Well, I appreciate that, but I just try to have fun with this and do it as well as we can.
You know how crazy it is for me to now, growing up watching Bob all these years, be able to call him a friend? You know how cool that is?
I liked everything about that, except growing
friend,
up
Bob?
Watching you age in
front of my
very
eyes. I was trying not to make you sound old, Bob. But
now we're going to get into gobbler turkey neck again.
Nobody's as old as Ron, and we're carrying on the grand tradition of Cook and Joe. Now it's Pomp and Joe.
There we go. I mean, it's going to be fun. We should get Ron in once in a while.
Legends galore, right? Limits?
Unbelievable.
You've now
it
come
truly
in contact
is.
With many of them. Only this one will actually talk to you and might know your name already.
I sure hope so.
All right, Bob. So we're off and running. And I don't know what else to say other than this is awesome. I'm really excited. And here we go.
Well, I enjoy talking to you because you, I still... When I think of you, I think of the savvy old news hound in you, and you're an outstanding writer. You always just get right to the point of whatever your column is on at the Post Gazette or whatever, and I appreciate that. You're a deep thinker, and that goes a long way with me because I think sometimes we don't do enough of that. It's normally headline stuff that get people going, but there's not much beyond it. You do it very well. So
thank you, Bob.
You do. I mean, how many years have you been doing this?
Man, a long time. I was telling Megan McConnell and the folks over, Dan Burton and the folks over at Duquesne yesterday, that when I came here in 1989, I used to sit in that very building at Duquesne and watch people like Tony Petrarca and Mark Stevenson.
Tony Petrarca, wow, that's a name you just pulled out of the past. I remember him.
Not long after that, I called Mike White at the Post-Gazette, said, do you need people to take scores on Friday nights, high school football? He said yes in maybe 1990 or so, and the rest was history, Bob. From there to more high schools, to the Penguins, to a little bit of radio, to a lot of radio, thanks to you, some TV, although that's dwindling because of the bags under my eyes and my turkey gobbler. I look horrible on TV, by the way. Even my wife thought so.
Again, we have makeup to correct those problems.
Yeah.
It's available to you anytime.
I want you to show me the makeup.
Because you have to watch. You could put too much on like I often do. We used to have people do that. We don't anymore, so you have to apply it yourself.
Yeah.
And some days I do look like Tammy Faye Baker. I have to take it off with a chisel because I put too... I think more is better. It's not. Less is better.
Bob, you might come out with us on some of our field trips now, right?
If time permits, sure.
Maybe some...
Although I
got to
tell you, you don't think you can jump? My legs have given out on me a long time. I think I'm going to stick to golf. If you want to have golf challenges or we should maybe do something like that, that's good with me.
Oh, we're going to be doing a lot of golf tournaments, my friend, now that I'm into that world.
See, I dragged him in for a reason.
Look at this. I just thought of this.
Who can we get to golf with us?
Anybody. We have Pomp on the show. Anybody on earth?
We might be on footballing with Ben and Spence coming up soon, just like Bob.
Brooks Koepka. Anybody we want. John Daly.
Well, Daly could be easy to set up.
Yeah,
I see him quite a bit over the course of a year. So
you know what just happened to our guest list? You know who's on this guy's Rolodex? Everybody. Everybody on the planet
we've
Earth.
We've shot up significantly.
Yes. We could have the Pope on the show if we wanted. Anytime. Right, Bob?
I used to, on Saturdays, bring on a lot of guys. But it became the time slot of it was really difficult. The best one I ever had was Arnold Palmer.
Oh, man.
On a Saturday morning.
Oh.
He was sitting in his office in Latrobe. But...
I just saw a special on his battles with, with, I think, with Jack Nicklaus, or was it Lee Trevino? I can't remember.
Nicklaus, he had many.
And Bob.
And just, Arnie's army just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
As an aside here, the clubs that they used to use compared to what we use, the sweet spot on the clubs that they used was the size of a pea.
I have a set like that in my house. I should show you.
The ones that we have, it's the size, you know, it's know, a, the size
big
of
technology.
Yeah. And the size of Mulsey's cranium. A sweet spot. Of course, I still can't hit it on my driver. But point is, they had to be a lot more precise back then.
Oh, absolutely. And they didn't hit it as far. And of course, you're not going to hit it as far because all the technology makes it. You know, there are a lot of people out there in golf who want to, you know, take the ball back a little bit. And so it doesn't go as far because they're making some of these courses very much obsolete for big hitters.
Now I'm worried because you know how when people are friends or just hanging out and then it becomes a relationship, all the dynamics change? Now I'm worried this is happening with us. We were just hanging out on Mondays.
No, we're still going to be hanging out.
Shooting the stuff. And now it's the Pomp and Joe show. Everything's official. And now I'm afraid it's going to get weird. I don't know.
It just won't get weird. Why would you think that?
I don't know. I just had that thought. I don't know why I thought that. Do you know what I mean, though, Limits?
No, I don't know what you mean. How's it going to be weird?
Did the ground rules change all of a sudden?
There are no ground rules.
All right.
I don't know, Papa Joe.
I don't know. Things are changing. And I'm scared, Bob. So are you.
I'm not scared.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You've admitted your fears to me.
I admit to you, I worry about things I shouldn't. I think we all do to some degree.
Oh, we're living
in
our
fears,
Bob.
Sometimes, though, and when it comes to this, when you get to a certain age, you do start thinking about things you shouldn't be thinking about.
Yes.
And that's not good. And I don't know how to get it out of my head sometimes.
Well, maybe by doing the show.
I'm talking about mostly physical stuff, you know, that happens to you along the way.
Yeah. Yes, I spent the whole first part of the show talking about my turkey gobbler and bags under my eyes and skin tags all over my bald head. Look at me. I look like a monster. I look like Shrek. I look like the elephant
man.
So
you're being a little too harsh on yourself.
All right.
I think you're aging gracefully.
What should we do now, Bob? This is awkward.
No, we should talk about more of what we've been talking about. And you mentioned the Penguins because we have Caulfield coming up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I would classify this next 2 weeks with them. They got all these terrific teams they already lost to out west, and they're coming to Pittsburgh.
I had somebody ask me if they weren't going to fire Sullivan by now after these last, well, they won the last game. But the way this season has gone, and you thought that these three games they could get back on track, if they haven't fired him now, I don't think they're going to. And in fact, here's the hidden story here. If they launched a full rebuild, or however close they can get to that, I think he'd be better off coaching younger guys than he is coaching this group. Do you agree? I think he would do a better job.
I think that's when he started, when he was at Wilkes-Barre Scranton. He had those guys, and he trusted those guys. And it's one of the reasons why he utilized all their talent so quickly in a Stanley Cup run. You know, but I also know he appreciates what he has with the guys who are Hall of Famers. And it's that's a tough scenario. Once they double down on this, you know, what do you do? If you wanted to move them, you made it almost impossible to do that without their consent. And so you have to have what you have. And it's not that they're bad players. I see Sidney Crosby still very good. So is Maul. But they're not what they used to be. And you're expecting what they used to be to carry you. They don't have anyone else to help them carry that along the way. And that's the problem. Who will it be?
Would you approach some of these guys to trade them? Letang.
I would.
Carlson.
I think it's all part of the business. I would just ask them, what are your, given the fact of where potentially this is headed, where do you want to be?
It seems clear that Sid and Gino are here for the duration. Yoey says if any of the big three would move, it would be Letang. Would you ask him?
Yeah, again, it doesn't hurt
I would
to
ask him out of courtesy.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
I would say this is going to get worse before it gets better.
I don't think you
do
need
you
to
want
say that.
To stay here.
They probably know that. And so how do you want to end your career? This is the question. It's your choice. You've made it so that I can't really move you unless you consent.
Yes.
So do you or don't you? And if you don't, fine, that's your answer. I get why
Letang would want to stay. Here's what I don't get. Why would Carlson want to stay here? Like, what's here for him? It's a bad fit. The team stinks. He stinks so far, relative to expectations anyway. What's here for him? He has no connections, no ties. Go chase a cup somewhere. Go somewhere. I don't understand why he would say, nah, thanks anyway. I'll stay. Why would he do that, Bob?
I guess he likes to be around these guys. I don't know what else the reason would be. You know, I think that was the move that everybody was really excited about But I remember we had a conversation. Sometimes you have to watch those because it looks like, okay, he's coming off a 101-point Norris Trophy winning season. Okay, fine.
Outlier
but
season.
He is what he is on a bad team. There was nobody else. I mean, he was right. Going to get his points because he got a lot of ice time out there. Still, you know, listen, I'm not saying he's not a good player. What I'm saying is it's a bad fit. There's a difference there. And that fit was something they thought would work, but they doubled down on what they already had, and now they're missing the other components of playing defense.
What if this is a disaster, Bob, the Pomp and Joe show? That thought just went through my mind.
And you did it right after I gave you my analysis of this, and that makes me wonder and worry. Now you're thinking I'm not going to be able to live up to it. Sooner or later...
How do we not think?
So you're going to end up, it's going to overnight, it's going to switch to the Joe and Pomp show. Then it'll be the Joe Austin Pomp show. Then I'll recede into the history.
Fades off into the night.
This is just like golf. The whole idea here, at least for me, is to not think, to just play, just go as the Pomp and Joe show. Don't think about it anymore.
By the way, can't overthink. Does anyone do that better than Chris Boswell?
Man.
I mean, he's really, talk about a guy who doesn't worry about anything. Apparently, it looks that way anyway.
Bob, he might be the greatest regular season kicker in NFL history. Did you know that?
He's working his way toward that. Absolutely.
He's fifth all time in field goal percentage. Yep. Do you know who fell out of first place all time the other day?
Tucker.
He was first place. I was watching the game.
I mean, there's nothing to deny how great he's been.
He's rightfully been in that conversation of greatest kicker ever. But during the game the other day, I'm like, wait a second. Is Tucker still the top guy? So I look it up on Pro Football Reference. He was, but by going 1-3, he fell into second place for the first time in years. Do you know who's first?
Right now?
Wrong. Robbie, no, all time.
All time. Who am I?
Wrong.
The guy with the who was with the Patriots for all those years. What the heck is his name? Slipped my name.
Vinatieri.
And Adam Vinatieri, no?
No.
No.
He's not even top 10. He's the greatest clutch kicker ever, maybe. Okay. Eddie Panera.
Does he own Panera's? What does he do now?
It's Pinheiro.
He jumps in and makes a fool of me all the time, Bob? He did last night at Duquesne.
I would never guess. I would have thought, you know.
You made a fool of me at Duquesne saying we have to change the rules halfway through. I can't shoot after Megan McConnell.
How did that make a fool of you? You were missing layups and shots left and right.
I was not missing layups.
Yes, you were. You couldn't shoot anything last night.
But no. you made a half-court shot.
But you did make a
half-court shot. You can always go back to him on that.
I was good in warm-ups. I was not good during the game time.
No, you stunk in warm-ups too, I remember.
I didn't stink in warm-ups. I made 3 after 3 when you were talking to the coach.
This guy's got Malzahn disease. He's embellishing everything he did last night, Bob.
9 for 9 from three?
Well, the video will show that I clearly did not make a lot of shots, so when that comes out, it'll show you the truth.
Did you get the video of you hitting a half-court shot?
Oh, yeah, Ben has it.
Have that.
And does he have his footwork where it is? Is it on the line?
We're going to check that, actually.
Ben has that ability to do that.
Do you have the video of that?
No, not yet. Ben has to edit it.
All right. Onward and upward.
Do you know the only kicker ever in the history of the game who's won NFL MVP?
Yes. Jan Stenerud. No, don't tell me. I know who it is.
There's only one, and it'll never happen again, no matter how good Chris Boswell is.
I know. It was during the players' strike or a lockout or something. It was a shortened season.
Early 80s.
Oh, I can't. Don't tell me. We'll sit here in silence in the first Pomp and Joe show. That would be good radio.
You don't want a clue?
I do want a clue. Nick Mickemeyer? No, I know who it was. Give me a little drum roll if we can still do drum rolls, and I'm sure we can't on the radio here. Mark Moseley.
That's correct. Mark Moseley. You got it.
Thank you.
That's the only time, and I don't ever think it'll happen again because the way this award has gone. But if you're looking at an MVP kicker, it's a slam dunk right now, him. All you had to do is look at what happened the other day. Every AFC North kicker missed two, including Tucker here, and he was 6 for 6.
Do we agree in this room and the room next to us in which Limit sits that Chris Boswell is the team MVP so far? He actually is mine.
I don't know how you cannot say that. He has more fantasy points than Tyreek Hill.
They've won two games without scoring a touchdown.
Right.
In which he became one of the few guys in NFL history in each of them to kick A, 6 field goals, B, 3 of them beyond 50. They've won two games without scoring a blanking touchdown.
And they did that in his third game in Cincinnati in the playoffs, right? Was that 6 field goals when they won that game?
I think so.
I mean, the guy, when he's on, now you remember that he had that one stretch of where he was really struggling. And I remember the Steelers were trying to hold back money, trying to figure out what they were going to do with
him. Yes.
All kickers go through that. It's how you come out of it that matters. And boy, he's come out of that.
Eddie Pinheiro hasn't gone through it yet.
Pinata.
He's Pinheiro bread. He's only been in the league for, what, 5 years? So, but he qualifies. He's number one.
Where's Robbie Gould on that list? I'm just curious. Because he was always right now, very good. And he's become a friend.
Let's chat for a moment, and I'll look that up right now. How's that?
He was accurate. He didn't go, you know, his leg wouldn't take him into the mid-50s. And I think that's why he lost his job in San Francisco. But, man, talk about consistent kicker.
Eddie Pinheiro's number one at 89.381%. Tucker's second, 89.348%. Harrison Butker, Daniel Carlson, Chris Boswell, number five, Josh Lambeau, somebody whose name I can't pronounce, at number seven and eight, for that matter. Mike Vanderjack, the idiot kicker.
The idiot kicker is actually number nine.
And Robbie Gould, 10th.
Oh, so Robbie Gould is on my list. Good.
Yeah.
I know he's been very good, and I was kind of surprised they went away from him.
By the way, Bob, do you like the Manning cast? I'm addicted to it. I can't stop watching
I think
it.
It's,
Belichick
it's different.
Is great.
Belichick
on there.
Is, you know, everyone thought Belichick didn't have a personality. He has one. He just never wanted to show you it. Now, the only thing I thought he would do, he's dressing up. You know how he used to be on the sidelines, right? Everything ripped. Hoodies ripped, sleeves off. I thought now that he's dressing up and he has a wardrobe provided to him, he would cut off the sleeves of the sport coat. And just come out with, you know, just
that
the middle
would
part.
Be great.
That's what he should do.
Sean Sweezum is 29th all time, Bob. He struck me as very paranoid.
Where's
when
Jeff
he was
Reed?
Here. As Sheets. That's usually the line that goes.
Jeff's got a good sense of humor. He can take that and talk and laugh at himself now.
He's 50th, right between Greg Zierlein and Blair Walsh. I once asked, look up in our files under horses stuff, Sweezum, if you know how to spell that. Starkey was Sweezum. He always thought I was trying to trap him, and I wasn't, Bob. I asked him one time how far they were going into Denver. I said, what's your range in the altitude like that? Like, how far could you kick then? Kick a ball in the altitude. And he said, I know what you're trying to do. And I said, I don't even know what I'm trying to do. What do you mean? I'm trying to ask you how far you can kick a ball in the altitude. What did he think I was trying to do, Bob? Jinx him or something? I don't know.
Did you see last night that Brandon Aubrey kicked 164 yards?
Yes.
And then they took the points off the board. So
he could kick 174.
He's and that could have been good from 70 last night, I think.
I was telling Limits yesterday about Gus the field goal kicking mule. Do you remember him, Bob?
No.
You don't remember the movie Gus the field goal kicking mule? He could pound one from 100 yards. He was unbelievable. Aubrey's the closest thing I've seen to him.
I didn't even know about Gus.
Yeah. Did you find that, Limits?
No, I think it's been too long. Sometimes the system reboots after 2 years and the audio goes away.
Please keep looking.
I will.
Top of the hour.
Which we've passed.
Let's get into Steelers and this question, which is on everybody's mind suddenly. It's like Russell Wilson has two really good games, and I thought a really good game against Washington, and now he struggles, and it's like, what are we going to do about Russ? I mean, people just overreact. However, the idea of Justin Fields in the red zone a little bit, I don't think is an overreaction.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.